Amén y amén. Y con eso dicho, vamos a seguir adelante. Without further ado, let's go ahead and continue to move forward. And today, what we're going to do is this. Lo que vamos a hacer esta noche, because it's been more than 2 weeks that we haven't been on this call, we're going to do a recap of what's been happening in the last 2 weeks. Porque por la razón que no tenemos, que tenemos más de casi tres semanas que no estamos en esta llamada, vamos a simplemente hacer una revista, por decir, de lo que ha pasado en los últimos 2 semanas. A lot of great and exciting things. Muchas cosas grandes que han ocurrido recientemente. Y todo se trata del evangelismo. And all of this has to do with evangelism. And boy, that's the name of this call, the Bilingual Evangelism Devotion Call. Esta llamada se llama precisamente La Devoción Bilingüe de Evangelismo. We're doing it in English and in Spanish. English and in Spanish for obvious reasons. We have some folks of ours that are learning Spanish. Tenemos mucha gente que está aprendiendo en español. But there's another reason. Hay otra razón. And we're going to talk about this tonight as well. Vamos a hablar de esto también. And this is the simple fact, everybody, that the demographic of where we live, La área en cual vivimos, hay mucha gente que habla el español. There's just many people in our demographic, in our area, in our location where we live here, in this part of Southern California, where there's a lot of Spanish-speaking people, especially right around our church. Especialmente alrededor de nuestra iglesia. Can Sister Sanders say amen to that? Well, I hope Sister Sanders could say amen to that, because that's exactly what we're dealing with. We're going to talk about Sister Sanders as well. Yep, I'm going to mention you tonight, Sister Sanders. Vamos a hablar de la hermana Sanders también esta noche. Again, this is not the focus tonight. Esto no es el enfoque, pero vamos a estar hablando de la idioma en cual la gente habla a nuestro alrededor. We're going to be talking about, all right, Sister Sanders said amen. She texted it in. We're going to be talking about this tonight, everybody. It's not just about the Spanish language. It's about the people, the culture, the connection. Boy, I'm feeling the Holy Ghost saying this right now, and it is the truth. This is where we live. We literally live here in the middle of Ontario, where there's just a lot of Spanish-speaking folks. Mucha gente que habla el español. And just today, we're on the street. You know, I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm getting ahead. Let me just back up. Let me back up a little bit. We're talking about evangelism. Estamos hablando del evangelismo. Amen. Yeah, and I'm going to go ahead and start by reading a scripture. Vamos a empezar por leer una escritura. But I see I got some text here. Okay. Thank you, Brother Samuel. He can hear us loud and clear. Hermano Samuel nos puede escuchar claramente. And Sister Sanders wrote amen to that. Let's go ahead and read out of the book of Acts and chapter number 2. El libro de los Hechos y capítulo número y se encuentra al fin del capítulo, at the very end of chapter 2, and we're going to read from verse number 42. Yes. Or am I going to start with 41? Yep, 41. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. Gladly. They gladly received the word. They were baptized. Así que los que recibieron su palabra fueron bautizados. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. You heard it right. About 3,000 souls. And the same day, in one day, y se añadieron aquel día como 3,000 personas. On that same day, there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Aproximadamente 3,000 almas fueron añadidas, agregadas a la iglesia ese día. Everyone, they were having revival. Tenían un avivamiento poderoso en la iglesia. Amen. Verse 42. And they continued steadfastly. Everyone say steadfastly. And they continued steadfastly. steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, y perseveraban en la doctrina de los apóstoles. Perseveraban. In Spanish, that means they persevered. And they persevered steadfastly. They didn't waver. No cambiaron de dirección. No se pusieron débiles en esta dirección. Pero siguieron fieles. Faithfully. Steadfastly. In what? In the apostles' doctrine. Perseveraban en la doctrina. See, Pastor Clark has said it. We've got to stay in the Word, everybody. We've got to stay based on the Word. Necesitamos seguir adelante, fijamente puestos en la palabra. En la palabra. And fellowship. Okay? En la comunión unos con otros. And in breaking of bread, en el partimiento del pan, and prayers. Y en las oraciones. Are you seeing that, everybody? There are certain ingredients here. Ciertas ingredientes que se requieren para seguir el avivamiento que empezó en el día de Pentecostés. They had to continue with certain ingredients in order to continue with this great revival that began on the day of Pentecost. What were they once again? They continued in the apostles' doctrine, fellowship, breaking of bread, prayers. Continuaron en la doctrina de los apóstoles, en la comunión unos con otros, en el partimiento del pan y en las oraciones. And how do they do this? Steadfastly. Steadfastly. Consistently. Continually. Faithfully. ¿Cómo hacían esto? Lo hicieron con fidelidad. Perseveraban en esto. Seguidamente. It's something that continued. It didn't drop. It didn't die. And that's exactly what we are learning to do, everybody. All right, let's go on to the next thought here. El siguiente pensamiento. I'm going to go ahead and read from 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 9. Vamos a leer del primer libro de Corintios, capítulo 16 y versículo número 9. We're going to start with verse 8. It says, "But I will tarry at Ephesus until Pentecost." But I will tarry at Ephesus until Pentecost. Pero estaré en Éfeso hasta Pentecostés. Verse 9. Why? Why am I going to stay at Ephesus until Pentecost? Verse 9. For a great door and effectual is opened unto me. For a great door and effectual is opened unto me. Porque se me ha abierto puerta grande y eficaz. And there are many adversaries. Y muchos son los adversarios. But the focus here is this. A great door and effectual has been opened unto us, everyone. Una puerta grande y eficaz se ha abierto a nosotros. And that's what we want to focus on tonight. De eso queremos enfocarnos esta noche. Todos. Una puerta grande que se ha abierto a nosotros. A great door has been opened unto us. Boy, I hope you can feel the Holy Ghost beginning to move as we said those words. Not because Brother Vic is saying it, but listen to those words. Well, I got to read that verse again. Espero que puedan sentir lo que estoy sintiendo el Espíritu Santo en lo que acabo de leer. One more time. For a great door. Everyone say a great door. You know, something about the Word of God, isn't it? We can read a verse over and over. I just read it 2 minutes ago, but I'm reading it, and that word great is highlighted in bright neon lights. Porque se me ha abierto puerta grande. It's not a little door, everybody. It's not just this one little window door. Y no nomás es una puertita de una ventana. Es una puerta grande, ancha, alta. Are you feeling this, everyone? It's not just a little door. It's a great door. A great big door, Sister Sanders. I'm seeing Sister Sanders' face a lot right now as I'm talking, and I'll explain why, Sister Sanders, in just a little bit. And I don't mean to put you on the spot, Sister Sanders, but you deserve it. We'll get to it in just a moment. A great door, everybody. A big door. A wide door. A tall door. Boy, Brother Vic, you just really beating down this door, making a big deal about this door. Absolutely, I am. Sí, estoy haciendo una cosa grande de esta grande puerta. I'm making a big thing about this big door, everybody. It is a huge door, a giant door that the Lord has opened up for us. Una puerta grande que el Señor ha abierto para nosotros. Can you feel that door? You can feel the wind rushing in as that door opens wide. Puedes sentir el viento que está soplando adentro cuando se abre esa puerta. For a great door and effectual. What does that mean? Porque se me ha abierto puerta grande y eficaz. Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sidestep this little devotion. I'm sorry, not little, this great devotion. Ooh, Brother Samuel Roseberry's texted in something. I can feel the anointing as you're talking about this point. Thank you, Brother Samuel Roseberry. Hermano Samuel dijo que él puede sentir el ungimiento en el que estamos hablando de esto. Well, everybody, I'm going to take a little sidestep, and I'm going to look up in the dictionary. I didn't plan on doing this. The word effectual. We all kind of have a general understanding of what it means. But let's read to see what we hear as far as effectual. The definition of effectual. Of something inanimate or abstract, successful in producing a desired or intended result. In other words, effective. One more time. All right. Of something inanimate or abstract, algo que no se puede ver, no se puede tocar, it is successful in producing a desired or intended result. Tiene éxito en producir un resultado deseado. En otras palabras, es efectivo. In other words, it's effective. And that's what this word is found in this verse. A great door and effectual. It's an effective door. There's something great. There's something effective. It's going to cause us to become effective. Cuando esta puerta se abra, nos va a causar ser efectivos nosotros mismos. You know, isn't it funny? I didn't plan on saying this, but you know when you talk about money, cash, do you know the way you say that word in Spanish? It's efectivo. Isn't that funny? Efectivo. Money talks, everybody. Okay? I don't know where I'm going with this, but here we are. En el español, en inglés, dinero, el billete, en español, la palabra es efectivo. Why? Because it gets the job done, everybody. When you go to the store, money talks, right? I want to buy this thing. I want to buy that thing. Well, let me pull out the green. Let me pull out the cash because it's going to be able to purchase. It's going to be able to get me the thing that I need. Este billete, este dinero, me va a poder dar la cosa que yo necesito, la cosa que yo deseo, la cosa que yo requiero ahorita. Are you feeling what I'm saying, everybody? ¿Pueden sentir lo que estamos hablando esta noche? It's effective. You're going to get the desired and intended result. Con ese billete, usted va a poder recibir el resultado que usted desea. And what is the result that we want right now, everybody? ¿Qué es el resultado que queremos ahorita? Queremos ver milagros. We want to see miracles, everybody. In every aspect, en todos aspectos. We want to see souls saved. Queremos ver almas que el Señor salve. We want to see miracles in our own lives. Queremos ver milagros en nuestras propias vidas, en las vidas de nuestras familias, in the lives of our families, people that we need, that we want to see healed of all types of sickness and infirmity. Queremos ver que mucha gente sea sana de todo tipo de enfermedad o de falta en su cuerpo físico o en sus mentes o en sus emociones. Not just a physical healing, what about mental or emotional or spiritual healing, everybody? All right. Before I lose track, because I got about 10 minutes left, tenemos como 10 minutos, let's keep on going down this list. A great door and effectual. Una grande puerta, puerta grande y efectiva, eficaz. All right. So, this is where the rubber hits the road. This is great preaching, Brother Vic. We're hearing some inspirational things, motivational things. Hermano Vic, estamos oyendo cosas muy que nos inspira, nos motiva para hacer algo. But here's the reality, everybody. The Lord is already at work in our church. El Señor ya está trabajando, ya está obrando efectivamente in our church. The Lord is already working effectively in our church. Here we go. This is the meat of the matter. Aquí viene la carnita. This is what I wanted to talk about tonight. Everybody, there are some great things taking place in our church. Hay cosas grandes que están ocurriendo en nuestra iglesia. Hermano Samuel Roseberry escribió amén y amén. Thank you, Brother Samuel Roseberry. He wrote amen and amen. And by the way, if anybody wants to send me text messages about any report, any testimony, anything along the lines we're talking about, please do so. Si alguien quiere mandar un texto hablando de las cosas grandes de cuál estamos hablando ahorita, por favor, mándeme ese texto. All right. A lot of evangelism going on. Pastor prayed about it last night. Muchas cosas en el evangelismo que están ocurriendo en nuestra iglesia ahorita. And I want to go back to several Saturdays ago. Quiero ir a regresar un sábado hace over a month ago, más de un mes, at the end of a Saturday morning evangelism on the street. Al terminar el evangelismo en la calle, there was Sister, I believe it was Sister Jessica and Sister Lena driving out of the parking lot, and they saw a young man with a little boy named Vitali. Hace más de un mes, ahí estaba la hermana Jessica y la hermana Lina, estaban juntos, yo creo que las dos estaban juntos, saliendo del estacionamiento de la esquina, cuando vieron un hombre ruso que se llamaba Vitali. And Sister Jessica told me, Brother Vic, at first I just didn't know, I mean, you know, we're women and here's a single man with his son, I just, you know, there's the human element, everybody. La hermana Jessica me dijo, hermano Víctor, primeramente yo tenía duda, no quería hablarle a este hombre porque aquí este hombre, un hombre soltero con su hijo y aquí estamos dos mujeres, no parecía bien. There's, and you know, we gotta use wisdom, tenemos que usar la sabiduría, but when the Holy Ghost moves on us, we got to move. Cuando el Espíritu Santo mueve sobre nosotros, necesitamos movernos. And Sister Jessica said, I wasn't sure. And Sister Lena encouraged her, la hermana Lena le dio ese empujito a la hermana Jessica, and Jessica said, Brother Vic, that's when I just moved forward and I said to this man, I'd like to invite you to my church. Te quiero invitar a mi iglesia. And the rest is history. Todos ya saben el resto de la historia. That man said, okay, we'll be there tomorrow. Okay, vamos a ir mañana. La verdad es que ese hombre tenía necesidad. The truth is that man had a need. They had just come from Russia, about a 30-day journey, como 30 días viajando desde la Rusia, aterrizando en Cancún, México, y luego a Tijuana, esperando como dos semanas en Tijuana para poder cruzar la frontera. Siete veces tratado de entrar, y en la séptima entraron. There they came from Russia to Cancún, isn't that something? And then from Cancún they made it to Tijuana, and they lived in Tijuana for about 2 weeks, trying to cross the border like seven times, and on the seventh attempt, they let them through. Something, huh? The number seven, el número siete. And of course, they landed here in Ontario. Y luego llegaron aquí en Ontario. And now, Brother Sid and Jessica have had them in their home. Hermano Sid y hermana Jessica los tienen ahí en su casa. Y cosas grandes está pasando. Great things are happening. Sister Jessica just told me the other day what happened. La hermana Jessica me platicó que ella sintió hablarle a Vika. She felt it in her spirit to talk to Vika about the Holy Ghost, de hablar del Espíritu Santo. Y Vika empezó a llorar. Vika began to cry. And she began to open up to Jessica. Se empezó a girar a Bashatai. Se empezó a abrir a Jessica de todo lo que está pasando en su vida ahorita. Y ya se está preparando, hermanos. And she is, the Lord is preparing her, everybody, for what's coming next. You know what's coming next. You already know it. Ya saben lo que viene enseguida, ¿verdad, hermanos? That's just one. And Sister Jessica is already starting her own little Bible study with Vika. Sister Jessica is already starting, hermana Jessica ya está empezando su propio estudio bíblico con Vika. Okay, esa es una. But then there's something else that happened last Saturday. You know what happened last Saturday? Ya saben lo que pasó el sábado pasado. On that same, on another Saturday, event street service, en otro evangelismo de la calle ahí en el sábado, otro sábado, Eugenia was there at Smart Final getting ready to leave and something told her not to leave. Si ya estaba lista de salirse en su carro la Eugenia, pero algo le dijo, no te vayas, quédate aquí un ratito. It was the Holy Ghost talking to her, because then came our ladies, I believe it was Sister Jessica again, and Sister Courtney, Sister Raul, and others, and forgive me, I'm not sure who else was there, but la hermana Jessica, la hermana Courtney, la hermana Raul, y otros que llegaron, y cuando llegaron con Eugenia me dijo después, Eugenia told me later, Brother Victor, when those women began to pray for me, cuando empezaron a orar por mí esas mujeres, I felt like God was hugging me. Yo sentí como si el Señor me estaba abrazando. Yo sentí el amor de Dios por medio de esas mujeres. I felt the love of God, the divine love of God, through Higarabashatai. I felt the divine love of God through those women. Think about that, everybody. Think about that. This is powerful. This is God working in us. Ese es el Señor que está trabajando en nosotros, and He's working through you. Listen to that. Believe that. He is working through you. El Señor Jesús está trabajando por medio de usted, hermano y hermana. Oh, no, pero yo soy muy tímida. No. No puedo hacer nada. You might say, oh, no, I'm too shy, and I can't do anything. You know, brother so-and-so, sister so-and-so, they can do it all. Hermano y la hermana, ellos tienen talento, ellos pueden hacer. The Lord is not looking for talent, everybody. The Lord used a donkey. El Señor no está buscando talento. El Señor pudo usar una mulita, un burrito. And I'm not saying that to insult anybody. I'm talking about me. If the Lord can use a donkey, He can use me, everybody. Si el Señor puede usar un burrito, el... oh, my goodness. Si el Señor puede usar un burrito, una mulita... que el Señor me pueda usar a mí. Everybody. Praise God. Eugenia. And of course, she came to church on Sunday. God touched her powerfully. You all heard her testimony Sunday night. Oyeron su testimonio el domingo la noche. And she came back last night and brought her husband, Luis. Y trajo su esposo, Luis, anoche. Hayarabashatai. Boy, I'm just feeling the Holy Ghost. Just recount. Look, this is the book of Acts that's taking place in our church, everybody. Don't minimize it. Let's call it for what it is. Ya estamos viendo el libro de los hechos que se está abriendo nuestra iglesia, hermanos. And we are the characters, the actors, but we're not just acting here, we're living this, everybody. Somos los actores, somos la gente que está realizando estas historias del libro de los hechos hoy en día en nuestra iglesia. Usted y yo, you and I. Okay, I got a couple minutes, I got to fly. So, we're going to have to continue this on the next one, everybody, because I got a couple minutes. Vamos a seguir adelante, pero Sister, Brother Miguel and Sister Jessica, almost to Sister Miguel, Brother Jessica, sorry about that. They are teaching a Bible study to Eugenia and Luis right now over the phone. La hermana Jessica, hermano Miguel, está enseñando un estudio bíblico ahorita a Eugenia y a Luis sobre el teléfono, porque ellos viven hasta Beaumont. They live all the way in Beaumont. Don't let distance be an obstacle. No permita que la distancia sea un obstáculo. El Señor lo puede usar. God can still use you, everybody. Sister Sanders, she's been on my mind. You see, we're going to continue later. Brother Raul and I have been out there at the street corner, the corner of Holy Ghost and Fire. You heard it. Hermano Raul y yo estamos ahí en la esquina del Espíritu Santo y el Fuego, on the corner of 4th and Grove. For about 2 or 3 weeks now, como casi dos o tres semanas, and there's other people have been coming, and we're going to have to continue. We're going to continue with testimonies, everybody, on the next call. Vamos a continuar con más testimonios. All right, Sister Elisa just wrote, Sister Elisa Terrazas. This is wonderful. The Book of Acts coming to life again. This is blessing my life. Victor, este es maravilloso. El libro de los hechos que se está reviviendo de nuevo, y es una bendición para mi vida. I'm going to end on this note. Sister Sanders is having her own little evangelism on her street and the streets around her home. She's putting door hangers on these doors. La hermana Sanders es que tiene su evangelismo propio, personalmente su evangelismo propio, poniendo tarjetitas en todas las puertas de su vecindad. And you know what I heard the other day? That she recruited one of her neighbors to pass out flyers and tracts with her. La hermana Sanders le pidió a uno de sus vecinos, hey, quiero que vengas conmigo porque tú me vas a ayudar a empezar a dar información y panfletos. She said, I'm going to recruit you. You know what? I want you to go with me to start passing out these flyers. You know, someone said the other day, it was Brother Death who said that there was someone that didn't receive the Holy Ghost for like 2 years. But in the meantime, he was heavily involved with outreach, I believe is what he said. Alguien que hermano Deathridge dijo que no recibió el Espíritu Santo por casi 2 años, pero mientras que estaba esperando el Espíritu Santo, él estaba ayudando en el evangelismo. And this is what Sister Sanders is doing. She's already recruiting them before they get saved.
La hermana Sanders ya está usando la gente antes que el Señor los salva. This is faith in action, everybody. Esta es la fe en acción. Yarabashatai. Well, our time is up. There's several other things that I want to cover. We'll cover it on the next call. Hay muchas cosas que queremos decirles. We want to give you a report of everything. We don't have enough time to cover it all. No tenemos bastante tiempo de decirle todo a todos. Pero, and if we're going to be on practice next Thursday, we might do this on a Tuesday or a Friday night next week, everybody. Si vamos a tener práctica otra vez, practicando la drama el jueves, posiblemente vamos a tener esta devoción el martes o el viernes, because I want everyone to be up to speed on all the great testimonies, the great things that are taking place. Quiero que todos oigan los testimonios de todo lo que está pasando ahorita. With that said, we want to remind everybody we're going to be having our evangelism on the corner of Holy Ghost and Fire this Saturday at 11 a.m. Otra vez más, quiero recordarles que vamos a tener nuestro avivamiento en la esquina del Espíritu Santo y el Fuego allí en el Grove and Forth a las 11 de la mañana. The plan is 11 a.m. in the morning this Saturday. We will see you all. Let's see what the Lord has in store for us this Saturday morning. Hay que ver lo que el Señor tiene esperándonos este sábado a las 11 de la mañana. Que Dios me los bendiga a todos en el nombre de Jesús. May God bless all of you richly in the name of Jesus. God bless you all. Dios los bendiga a todos en el nombre de Jesús. Amén. Aleluya, Rabashatai. Amén. Y amén. Let me try to turn this thing off, everybody. Estoy tratando de apagar esto ahorita.